If you had to stand up right now and tell us your greatest spiritual deficiency, what would you say? Everybody looks worried. Oh, no. Would it be lack of humility or charity or patience? Would it be difficulties with sexual temptation, pride, anger? Maybe no discipline in prayer or study or service? All of these are common enough struggles for the serious Christian. But I wonder how many of you would say, I serve two masters, God and worry. How many of us would fess up to disobeying Christ by working at being our own best deity? Now here's an outrageous claim that is no less true for being outrageous. Worrying is idolatrous. What God rules in the tabernacle of your heart when you fret about what you have no power to change, control, or defeat? No one, Jesus says, can serve two masters. You cannot serve God and, well, you cannot serve God if you will serve anything or anyone else but Him. As always, Jesus shows us the narrow way. He teaches His disciples, look at the birds in the sky. Are you not more important than they? Why are you anxious then? Learn from the way the wildflowers grow. They do not work or spin. Instead, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and what you need will be given to you. Now, lest we think that Jesus is urging us to adopt some sort of quietistic Zen laziness with regard to our daily upkeep, let's remember that He took His disciples from among the working men of His day, and He sent them out to work for the gospel. Jesus is not telling us to sit quietly in a corner and wait for God magically to pour goodies into our laps. Okay? What is He saying then? Essentially, He wants His disciples, and us too, of course, to consider this question. Whom do you serve? Do you serve the God of creation and provider of all your needs? Or do you serve the howling little voices of impatience and worry that nag you day and night? Jesus' point is that if we serve God, truly put ourselves in His service for His greater glory, and we make His righteousness the well from which we draw our faith, our love, our very existence day to day, then not only is it the case that He will provide for our needs, but He will transform us as well. What we need changes. How we experience the world changes. Who we are as His creatures with Him and one another, it all changes. Just look at Paul. Paul tells us his conversion story this morning. Dramatic, great stuff for the hagiographies, but even greater stuff for our own growth. God snatches Paul up into an ecstasy, and there Paul hears ineffable things which no one may utter. Paul's apostolic ministry to the Gentiles was a furious preaching of the unsayable and sometimes the undoable. And all of this from an ex-Pharisee who had the rules, the formulas, the rituals, the priesthood. He had everything he needed to encounter the divine, wrapped up, stored, and tightly controlled. Now he's boasting of weaknesses, insults, constraints, and hardships. And when he cries out to the Lord for relief, he boasts about the Lord's very blunt answer to him. My grace is sufficient for you. Paul serves God, and the gifts our Lord gave him were enough. So ask yourself this. Will it be God or worry? Christ or anxiety? Will I trust God's promises, or will I burst a vein trying to turn the universe on my will? You could do something radical. You could learn from the way the wildflowers grow. Grow where nothing else will. Flourish where you were planted. Show your brightest colors always. Spread your goodness and beauty wildly. Take what you need to grow, and do not worry. What to eat, what to drink, what to study, what to wear, what job to take, bills, kids, mortgages, All these things the pagans seek. Seek first then to serve him. Make his righteousness the source of your daily decisions. Tear down the idols of fret, fuss, and vex, and reposition Christ in the tabernacle of your heart. After all, Jesus asks, can any of you, by worrying, add a single moment to your lifespan? No, you can't.